Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today is your Christmas, because I'm going to teach you three of them. We have Josh, the drummer from Transition Band. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好.
你好. Oh, you just say something. 你好. 你好 means hello in English, and 你 is you. 好 is good. 你好.
你好.
And what should I reply to you when you say 你好?
It's a good question. I guess you reply 你好 back, right?
Yes, you can do that. Or you can just simplify, say 好.
好.
That's right. So let me try again. 你好, Josh.
好.
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 Exactly. 好 means good. And it's a very useful way of using it when you say 好, you can answer back to many things.
Right.
Like, do you want to have Thai food for dinner tonight?
好.
好. And if you say, oh no, I don't want it, then you say 不好.
不好.
不 is no. 好 is no good. No, I don't want Thai food.
Okay. So, kind of like 好 is saying good. Yes.
Yes.
Confirming.
Yeah.
And 不好 sure. is like no, no good.
That's
don't
right.
Like
yeah, the same as English. You can answer sure, definitely, of course, that type of usage.
Yeah.
So 好 is a positive way of expressing your agreement or approval.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's very useful then. So you, probably if you listen to a conversation of two people speaking Chinese, you'll hear 好 a lot, would you?
Very much so, yes. It's embedded in many, many sentences.
Okay.
So 你好, Josh.
好.
好. 好, it's a third tone. You need to go down first
down,
and then up. 好.
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 So how to say it's okay? It's quite good, but okay. Then we add one more word in front of 好. We say 还好.
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 还, it's quite a difficult word. It seems to be something like still, yeah. 还好.
还好.
It's a second tone.
Right. 还. So it's going up.
Going 还. Up. 还. 还好.
还好.
That's right. And that means it's okay.
Mm.
And then when you want to say, oh yes, it's very, very good, then you add another word in front of 好. You say 很好.
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 And you probably guessed 很. That means very.
Very. Oh, okay. So at this point, we're being really positive.
Yes. And you have to say both words very clearly. 很好.
很好.
And it's very difficult for non-native speakers to get on hold of it at the beginning because both words are on the third tone.
Right.
And when you put two third tones together, it's quite awkward to say that.
Yeah.
很.
很好. 好.
Yeah, you need to make real effort, just like giving childbirth. Oh, you haven't tried before.
I haven't tried that, no.
Yeah, okay, so let's try. Imagine, it's so difficult. 很好.
很好.
That's right. And then, of course, you probably already remember, when you put two words using third tones together, you actually make the first one slightly mild. So it will sound slightly like a second tone.
Okay.
You tone down a little bit. Mm. So 很好.
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 So now we know 好 is good.
Mm.
还好 is okay. And 很好 is very good.
Good.
Yes, but just like many other languages, especially like English, when you say, how was the movie last night? When you say, 很好.
It sounds more like 还好.
That's right. That's right. It sounds more like 还好. And then when you say 还好 in a very deflated way, then actually it's not that good.
Right.
But when you say, oh, how are you doing recently? 还好. So, no.
Oh, what's wrong then?
Yeah, what's wrong? Exactly. Yeah, so, and then when you say, oh, how are you doing? You say, 很好. Depends on how you say it.
Yeah.
For example, sometimes when someone did something or say something really mean, and you will probably see quite a bit in the soap opera in China, some villain will say, 很好, 很好. And when they say it, is as if they were grinding their teeth.
Okay.
And that's really mean and sarcastic way of saying something they don't approve.
Hmm.
So when they say 很好, it means that it's horrible.
Okay. It's almost like there's kind of hate and revenge in there.
It is. It yeah. is. And then I guess you probably use the same thing in English.
Yeah. Oh,
it's really, really good.
Really great.
That's right. So today we have 好.
好.
Good.
Mm.
还好. It's okay.
还好.
很好.
很好.
好. 还好. 很好.
好. 还好. 很好. And I know in Chinese culture, it's very important to be humble. Isn't that right?
It is.
Because I'm thinking, you know, if you're describing something, it's usually better to try and be positive if you can. But if you're describing yourself, then maybe 还好 is quite a useful word to use.
Yes.
So I remember some people have complimented me before, or if they ask me a question, if they say, oh, you're the drummer in the band. Oh, are you a good drummer? I'm embarrassed to say 很好 because it seems really proud. So to say 还好 is, it feels like I can use that to deflect the
yeah,
compliment.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in Chinese culture, people, they tend to downplay their own achievement
mm.
because most people in the society, they get a little bit jealous or a little bit upset if you appear like you're full of yourself.
Mm.
So when I was a kid, I remember my mom's friends would say, oh, wow, your daughter did so well in the school. And my mom would say, oh, it's okay, she's okay. 还好啦, 还好. Rather than, oh yeah, 很好. That's right. And this is just the culture. But once you get used to it, then you will know actually that shows a very humble mentality in the society. In a
yeah.
way, it's quite healthy.
Mm.
Always room to improve.
Yeah.
Just like if you say my English is so good, I wouldn't say, oh yeah, of course. I would say, oh, 还好.
Yeah, oh, it's good. But kind of the opposite side, I guess that it's part of the culture to compliment others. So when you're talking about others, then 很好 is more useful than 还好.
That's right. We yeah. always be positive and praise people's achievement and downplay our own.
Yeah, very interesting. I remember actually the first time I met my wife's father.
Is your wife Taiwanese?
Yeah, she's from Taiwan. And so first time I met her father, then I had to speak Chinese, which was great. And one of the first things that we did together was he served tea. He served the Taiwan High Mountain Oolong tea.
I love that. 高山茶.
Yeah, me too. Really good. So it was really useful when he gave me the cup and I took a sip. Then, of course, he asked me, how is it? You know, do you like it? So to be able to say 很好 was very useful.
Right. You said the right word, 很好 rather than, oh, 还好. Then he would be really upset.
Yeah, so in that case, being able to say 很好, it meant that, you know, it was a good first step. And then obviously, since then, we were able to get married. So it must have been really good.
Oh, you did the right thing. You said the right words.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Josh. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We have three today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见。
再见。